There were few escapes from Auschwitz. Most prisoners who made it outside the camp were tracked down and shot. Ela Cunho and five others were among those few who escaped and survived.
"We were five girls from Greece, my daughter, myself, and three others. I told the others that we should steal something from the storage rooms and escape into the woods. When we left the other inmates to escape into the woods, we were wearing grey clothes with white scarves on our heads. I remember it as if it happened yesterday. We saw that the soldiers were beginning to break rank, so we figured we'd run away ourselves. What worse could happen to us? We walked for 6 days until we reached a hill on top of which we saw many people. There was a building from which men were coming out of. We didn't know who they were, so we kept away that night and slept nearby. The morning after, we saw soldiers. They were not Germans. They had British and French uniforms on, so I approached them. Former prisoners of war. They were Americans, British, French, and Yugoslavs. From there, we were told to move on to the British zone. On our way there, we saw a forest of oak trees with green and very beautiful leaves. Under every tree, there was a concentration camp inmate, face on the ground, with a bullet hole in the back of the head. Erica and I turned each of the bodies around to see if my husband and son were among them. We didn't find them. Ella's husband and two children survived, and the family returned to Greece after the war's end. But 1.5 million other children did not survive.